So indeed, I have always loved the monster at the end of this book as a child and was thrilled when a children's ministry resource suggested it as a good book to go along with our second lesson from 1 Thessalonians today. Because it's about the fears that we have as children and that we continue to have as adults, about the unknown surprises that await us. This Sunday is the second to last Sunday of the church year. And when we think about things like final judgment and how the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night, which sounds frightening. But there is no monster at the end of the story. Just our God and the peaceful reign that he offers to us through our Lord Jesus Christ. This Sunday is also the 12th day after an election that has reminded our country of how divided it is, and that has left some of us feeling raw and afraid of the future, and still others of us relieved and also still afraid of the future. Division is uncomfortable. And today, November 15th, is also exactly 8 months after March 15th, when we had our last normal, I would say pre-COVID worship service with singing and sharing the peace and coffee and donuts. 8 months of disruption on every level of our lives. And today, the threat of illness is as great as it has ever been in our community. Greater, I should say.
Yeah, very much.
And today is also the day, or I should say the day after, the regional group of Lutheran churches in our area met for Synod Assembly, which usually is a 3-day in-person meeting in June with 300 people. But instead, yesterday was a Zoom meeting of 300 people for 8 hours. Our bishop, Bishop Cusero, had prepared a sermon which he sent to the whole synod as an extension of the assembly, to all congregations of the church. We don't have the equipment here to project his sermon recording, but he sent us also the text. And I want to share with you what he wrote, because it was gospel for me. He's preaching on 1 Thessalonians. Today, these are his words, not mine. Today I hear the word of the Lord in this clear declaration from 1 Thessalonians 5. But you, beloved, are not in darkness. You are children of the day. You are children of the day. That's a declaration, a claim. It is not an invitation or a demand. It's just stated as self-evident fact. Almost as though saying it creates the very thing it means. Like when the Word of God brought forth the first works of creation just by naming them. Light, water, land, living things, people. You are, the Word of the Lord declares to us, you are children of the day. And therefore, you don't need to be surprised when the day of the Lord comes like a thief in the night, because you are not in darkness, but you are children of the light and of the day. Which means that even in tumultuous times, you're up and dressed and paying attention to people as they are during the day. Right? St. Paul describes the children of the day as awake, clothed in faith and hope and love, and engaged in the precious work of encouraging one another. The title Children of the Day captivates me. It makes me think of those amazing people who remain hopeful in the face of all the things we've been living through this year. Or those truly saintly people who are eagerly anticipating the coming day of the Lord and are fully prepared to welcome it. Or those tireless people who keep working day in and day out for justice and peace. If that day part of the title, Children of the Day, is the coming day of the Lord, the joyful reconciliation of all things, the end of sorrow and pain and suffering, the final turn in the arc of history that ends injustice and exclusion and racism and poverty, if that day is the day no child goes hungry, the day when sinners are redeemed and hate and greed are banished from memory, replaced with dignity and value and genuine interest in the other, If that day is the day to which the children of the day belong, my goodness, do I want to live in that day? I want to be a child of that day. So when I hear the word of the Lord declare, "You are children of the day," I am filled with joy to imagine that I'm counted among that number, and you are too. Glory, hallelujah. And then a moment later, I sink into deep remorse and shame when I recognize that the track record of my life does not line up very well with what I imagine the children of the day to be like. They shine with the brilliance of holiness and justice and compassion and faith. I can't even keep up with my emails. See, Bishop Cussero and me, by the way, problem of the era. They, the children of the day, raise their heads with hope in the day of trouble as citizens of a heavenly country. I fuss and pout when my football team misses a goal. The word of the Lord works this way in my life. It reveals that even my very best efforts to repair the world around me are not enough. It reveals how fully immersed I am in systems of injustice and violence that cause people to suffer. Systems that take away life rather than give it. But this honest assessment then drives me to Christ as my only hope and my salvation. And there, in Christ, I find a more blessed immersion. An immersion in the holy waters of baptism, where I was joined to the death of Christ Jesus just as you were, that I may be raised with him just as you will be. And because we are joined to Christ, we're joined to each other and numbered among the children of the day, not by virtue of our effort, but by the declaration of God's own purpose, who will have redeemed all things redeemed and whose word creates the very thing it calls for. You are children of the day, the word of God declares to us, and it is so. This is our story. It is the story of the whole church. This story gives us hope in the most challenging times we face and encourages us to give ourselves for others in the challenges they face, because we believe that the day of the Lord that is coming will include them as fully as it includes us. And it will come suddenly, as a surprise to many, as the scriptures say, but its coming is not a surprise to you. You can see that day coming already. Even now, in a time of national tumult, even during a pandemic. And you can live already in that coming day and rejoice in every moment of the life of the church and the world around us that moves us toward the wider inclusion of all people, that moves toward justice, toward peace, toward life. As children of the day, this is your story. You know it. You trust it. You live it. Amen.